Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Who knew Laura was going away again? We're going to start a new contest.
Stop it.
And every time you leave town, listeners have the chance to win something.
It's actually a good idea.
Maybe free Uber or a bus ride somewhere.
There's Uber now in Sunbury.
Is there really?
Yes.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. I think there's two.
Only Sunbury? Or will they actually drive you into the bowels of Detour?
I'm not sure. Kyle Alexander was talking about it yesterday. I have yet to open my Uber app, which I have.
Somebody tell us. Somebody let us know.
Investigate it. But it's coming.
Uber is coming to Sunbury. Finally moving into this century. That's exciting.
It is exciting. I do feel like we need more public transportation in our area. And this is something that our friends at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way have been talking about for years. Like years. If you don't have a car and you live here in our Fair Valley, it's rough to get around.
And I know this sounds like a free advertisement, but I think there's a new cab company that's part of Susquehanna Valley Limousine.
Oh, really?
All these little white Toyotas I see driving around, like taxi cabs. And I think they come out of Norrie.
Okay.
If I'm correct. Somebody could correct us on that, too. But Uber would be a nice addition. Mm-hmm. And they stopped the city buses in Sunbury, what, 20, 30 years ago?
I mean, now
they used to have that bus that went down to the mall and turned around and came back to Sunbury.
I mean, we have what the used to buses, and we have Rabbit Transit, and we have... But I feel like on demand, this is what I'm talking about, on demand public transportation. So that's lacking. So if Uber and Lyft pop up in our area, that would be excellent, especially for things like going out on a Friday.
Yes, where one of your buddies does not want to be the DD, the designated driver. Yeah, call a cab or an Uber. That's a good idea. I'm going to investigate this and then just cab ride into work every day so I don't have to put up with the detours and stuff. I'll just sit in the back.
Right.
Let my cab driver cuss. You know, today, this morning, I can't call it getting lost because I know where I am.
Okay.
But I'm in Northumberland this morning and I can't get out.
Oh, okay? Because they closed all the different streets.
Yeah.
And it's changing every day.
Even like Mark Lawrence Avenue or whatever they call it where he lives.
Yes.
Like I tried to, I drove by his house and then it was blocked off there too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I have to... I'm driving in the borough of Northumberland, and I know I can't get to Duke Street because if I do, Duke Street is closed at the intersection. So how do I get somewhere around King Street Park so I could go across the bridge through the tunnel? I don't remember. It may have involved driving through someone's lawn. I'm not sure.
I'm just so glad that my drive literally involves Snydertown Road, like Milepost Road, across the island, under the underpass, done. But I'm waiting for the morning that they switch it up on me. Like,
because they
can. It's coming, yes.
Yeah.
Where I go to make the left turn and all of a sudden it's like the underpass is closed.
Not anymore, yeah.
Like I'm waiting for that freak out morning where I'm like, wait, what?
And now because of the construction leading to the underpass, now you have this long one lane of lots of blinky yellow lights when it's dark and a lot of like orange and white striped signs.
Yep.
And you're like, it's like you're going through a cattle chute or something. So like maybe I do need to like park my car outside Norrie and just whistle for a cab. Cab pulls up. Get me through that mess because I don't want to drive it.
I know.
And then when we get to the other side, he can just drop me off and I'll walk up the hill.
I mean, it's good exercise too. That's a steep hill coming up here from the bottom there.
So there it is. We get our exercise.
And
we lower our stress from detours.
Right? Perfect.
I love it. Laura in the Morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Did you see Gayle King sit down with R. Kelly? I believe this was the first time a defendant ever pleaded insanity during an interview.
This is not me,
Robert.
You're trying to kill me!
Is there anyone cooler than Gayle King? She's just like, Robert.
Kelly also strongly objected.
Remember, the length of your...
94KX, get you ready for Flashback Friday there. Going off the wall with Michael Jackson and PYT. Did we establish the contest yet?
We're gonna open
up the phone lines, and if you could guess where Laura's traveling to this weekend, we'll get you a free Uber ride from Sunbury, from the fire company where you're drunk in Sunbury, to your apartment or house.
Stop it.
I thought you'd send her to said place where she's going.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, Matt. We're coming up with a contest.
He wants to come up with a contest, but every time I go someplace,
Which is every other week.
Someone wins something.
Yeah.
Would it be bad if I say I actually like this contest myself?
See, I like it too.
You two know where I'm going, and actually, Matt, the news guy's a little bit jealous.
I am. Very jealous, actually.
Well, there's a big hint, because we're all theater people here.
This is a bucket list item, and was my Christmas present this year, because the husband and I, for the past several years, we don't give each other things, nor, like, from my parents, my mom. For birthdays, Christmas, no more things, no more stuff.
So you didn't get a blender for Christmas?
No.
You got a trip to blank.
Yes. So it experiences. So whether that is going hiking or seeing some type of show, concert, etc., or a trip to X place that we've never been before, that's what me and my mom do. That's what me and my hubby do. That's what the family does now, because we all have enough stuff.
All right. And I think most people have enough stuff. Yes. So maybe you should start experiencing life. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's a place that you go to a lot. So there's another hint.
I'll tell you what,
tomorrow, News Guy Matt and I, we're going to pull off this contest when you're not here. So you can't object to it.
That's fine.
And
that's fine. I am off tomorrow because
somebody is going to win an Uber ride from the Hookies to your house.
What if they want to go to the Americas?
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Or the whatever.
What if they're down in the region? What if they're drinking at the Suns and smoking?
Yeah, there's plenty to go around.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a fire company.
No, yes, but I'm just saying, does it have to be a fire company, or it could be a social club?
Well, wherever
club?
Uber in Sunbury travels.
What about the Litz in Mount Carmel?
Both of them. These two Ubers in Sunbury, I guess.
I think there are two Ubers. I could be wrong.
There could be more than two?
Let me look it up. Hold on.
Well, then why don't we call that taxi cab company I was talking about that I think
I
comes out
of
Northumberland?
Okay.
Me either. They're white little Toyota cabs. I see them now, and I go, whoa, taxi cabs in Central PA. There's a fresh new idea. That's another idea that's about 30 years late, but at least we have it.
Matt, the news guy, did you hear Kyle talking about this yesterday?
I did not.
That, like, Uber is officially in our area?
Uber is coming to Sunbury.
Maybe. I thought it happened in our area already, but just sparingly. Like, I definitely
know
it's in Sunbury.
Okay, then maybe it's more regular.
Okay, there we go. Because there was only a handful in Sunbury the last, because I tried to use it one time. And there's only like two cars online.
There, see? Two. I see no cars active right now. I'm on the app.
So if you could guess where Laura is traveling to this weekend, you could win an Uber ride from Tom and Laura.
How are you going to gift that? Are you going to download the app? Are you going to do the thing?
No, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be here.
What? Well, it doesn't have to be this weekend. You could use your Uber for the next 30 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the idea of this contest. It's corny, it's stupid, and let's face it, no one else has ever done it.
This is true.
That's very true.
Yeah. Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:45. Matt, the news guy, talked about this in the news, and we'll continue to make it a news story. But a sad announcement by our good friend Alex Trebek yesterday. Everybody loves Alex Trebek, and the way he handled it was amazing. Just listen.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
That's amazing. That is just amazing.
Hopefully the power of positivity helps him. I love Jeopardy. And I posted this on my personal Facebook page yesterday because, of course, you know, you form everything in a question on the show.
On
I was
show.
Like, what is the saddest thing that I've read all day today, Alex? It is. It's sad, but I like his Perfect. Positive attitude. So we'll see.
We shall. KX, Tom and Laura in the morning news, sports and AccuWeather coming up. We've got a healthy bonus buy item of the day for you. I don't know how healthy this item is, but boy, I could eat about 10 pounds of it. That's probably when it becomes unhealthy.
Okay, I was going to say a little bit goes a long way, but you could use this in a healthy recipe. I know the item that you're referring
to. That's what I do. This is your chance to win a $50 gift card from Giant just for remembering Tom and Laura's healthy bonus buy item of the day, which is fresh Italian sausage.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
$1.99 a pound. Remember that. You can win with Kyle coming up later on today. I like to just cut up sausage and then just make like a sausage noodle thing.
Well, do you know what you could do to keep it a little more carb conscious? If you if you slice the Italian sausage, you can then just pan sear it because the fat will render that's inside the sausage.
Right.
But a little bit of fat is good for you. It's not horrible.
Right. But
add some peppers and onions, a little additional Italian seasoning, light on the salt, and then serve that like over couscous.
What's couscous?
Whole grain couscous. It's
you don't
grain.
Know what couscous is?
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody gave me a box of it and I threw it away.
What? It's
couscous
like is delicious.
It looks like fake rice.
No.
It's actually pasta.
It is actually pasta.
Is it made out of pasta?
It's like
but
a very
whole
thin.
Grain,
yeah, exactly.
Whole grain pasta. Or you
couscous.
Could use millet.
What kind of name is couscous?
It's actually an Israeli
it
type
is.
Of
it's a staple
pasta.
In Mediterranean cuisine.
Yeah, it is.
Once again, last time I traveled to the Mediterranean, I didn't eat any couscous.
Now, I only knew that from Food Network. She probably experienced it herself, but I just knew that from Food Network.
The Mediterranean, which could be where Laura's heading this weekend with your chance to win.
No, stop
it. Hey, you just never know.
Stop it. I wish I was going to the Mediterranean. That would be amazing. But I don't have enough time in 3 days.
Well, don't give it away now. It's going to be a big contest here tomorrow morning. Tom and Laura in the morning. Fresh Italian sausage, $1.99 at Giant. Listen to win later. Giant!
Quality selection savings each and every single day.
Couscous.
Up your mind.
There you go. I think we enjoyed that song a little too much.
Aren't you impressed with me that I know all the words to all these songs?
You know every lyric to every song ever written, and it's kind of frightening. It's a little weird. Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. That gets you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. Get ready with your requests.
That's one of your favorites, actually, that song. People don't know that about you.
Michael Hutchins was one of my favorite 80s artists. He took his own life. Terrible.
I know.
But yeah, I love the band In Excess. One of the simple pleasures, hearing a song on the radio that makes you turn it up, slap the steering wheel, or maybe mom, maybe you're at home feeding the kids breakfast and you're dancing around the kitchen.
That's what we were doing here. We were doing a little jig in the studio.
Is that what it's called, a jig?
Well, you remember the music video. He did that side point. Again, totally inappropriate that I was like watching that at 7 years old.
I was not 7 years old, so it was not inappropriate for me. I did a lot of things to that song.
God bless Trisha, my babysitter, when I was growing up. There was so much MTV on our TV.
There you go. The simple pleasures. Here we go. The top 10 simple pleasures in life.
Turning up a song that takes it way back, right?
See, that's what I was thinking. It's not on the list.
Oh, it should be. That's number 11. That's our ad.
But it kind of, that's our add-on. Number one, being able to just sit on the couch and watch TV. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You just snuggle
every once in a while.
You can snuggle up with hubby or one of your 10 dogs or
all
cats.
All of them.
Noah's Ark all on the couch. Yeah. Mm,
2 by 2 by 2.
There you go. Number two, a good home-cooked meal.
Yes.
These are the simple pleasures. Number three, shopping for yourself. Sometimes that makes you feel good. Don't go overboard.
You know,
just buy yourself a little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number four, reading a book.
Oh, I love reading a book. A real book, not on a Kindle. Not on an electronic
turn
device.
Turn the pages. Paper pages.
Yep.
Hardbound. Mm-hmm. Very good. Number five, indulging in dessert. Yeah, just like a good home-cooked meal. Sometimes a good dessert. Whew. Number six, date nights.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what they are, but... Number seven, going to happy hour with your friends.
I love me a good happy hour, but it needs to occur at like 2 because I get tired.
That's so true. We're morning radio people. Hey, you want to join us at about 7 for drinks?
No.
Bedtime's 8.
Bedtime's 8, 8:30.
I'll meet you at 2. That's
2
funny.
Or 3 o'clock, right? Right after we're done with work.
There you go. We got to find a place that'll do that for us. I think I know of one.
So do I.
It's just outside Northumberland.
Indeed it is.
Indeed it is. All right. Happy hour with your friends. Number eight, a leisurely walk. You do that a lot.
I do.
Not just because you have puppies.
No, I like to walk. I like to hike.
Mm-hmm. Number nine, fresh sheets on your bed.
The best.
Is that the best feeling in the world?
It is. And then I learned this trick.
All right.
Okay, so if you're an essential oil person, you can get a dryer ball, like one of those like things that helps reduce static.
Okay.
But then you put like a drop or two of essential oil on the dryer ball, and then when you're drying your sheets, the essential oil, like a good calming one, goes and infuses into the sheets.
Holy cow.
It's revolutionary.
Really? I'm going to try that.
Yeah, my dryer ball is made out of alpaca fur. It is. It's really neat.
For you guys at the fire company, you could just buy a dryer ball. You don't have to buy one made out of an animal.
Normally they're made out of felted wool.
Okay.
But yes. I have one made out of alpaca.
Alpaca.
Yeah, I have three of them. It's neat, but then you just drop the essential oil in and fresh sheets are like...
Love it.
Top of my list. I love fresh sheets.
Finally, number 10 is one that I don't want.
Okay.
Getting a massage. I don't want anybody touching my body.
Oh, God, I love...
And you like getting a massage.
I love, 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 love. I wish I could get one like once a month.
Really?
It's just hard to squeeze in the time.
I don't want, I'm not that kind of person.
Best massage, bar none, this tiny Nepalese woman in Pokhara in Nepal. I'm serious. She was so small, but she was so strong.
Can't you just go to Florida with Robert Kraft? never mind. Anyway, some few things that did not make the top 10, ordering delivery. The smell of fresh laundry.
Ooh, yes.
Watching sports. Where's news guy Matt?
No, and that stresses him out.
Well, yeah, he does.
Yeah,
get a little,
so that's not
especially
relaxing.
When his team loses.
No.
And here's one: taking the day off from work to do nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
The top simple pleasures in life. From 94KX.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV. And everybody last night couldn't stop talking about R. Kelly.
Kelly also strongly objected to King bringing up past allegations against him.
The past is relevant with you with underage girls.
Absolutely no, it's not.
Why?
Because for one, I beat my case. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
No, Mr. Kelly. That was your last case. This is the remix to conviction.
In the morning, 94KX, we have a studio full of Selins Grove High School students.
It's so fun.
That are presenting this Beauty and the Beast coming up. So I don't know if we could possibly squeeze another human into the room, but...
We could. We could have 20 not? More people. We could have the entire cast.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. It would be a big party.
Bring them all
I'll
in.
Get some donuts. We'll just hang out.
I think we have leftover donuts from Tuesday, but that's not important.
Oh, are those still good?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they're fast. I don't know what they're doing for their Lenten season, these students.
All right, so no donuts for you.
I don't want to pursue, like assume and put that on them. Like,
okay.
So well, I just don't want to do that.
You just don't want to feed them. I already gave
I
them
I always
cookies.
Want to feed people.
I already gave them cookies.
Those are my cookies.
Not anymore, they're not. The guys in the back are
eating
them.
They're gone.
We've got news coming up. We've got sports and AccuWeather in about 15 minutes. Beauty and the Beast with Selins Grove. Celebrity musical birthdays today. We always do that before we hit our locals. Taylor Dane is 57 today. Remember her? Tell it to my heart.
I do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I do know that song.
Big 80s, 90s artist.
Yes.
90s. And if we can go back a little farther in time, Peter Wolfe is 73 years old today. Nobody knows his name. They call him Jay Giles.
Oh, okay.
He was the singer for the Jay Giles band.
Yes, the Jay Giles
Jay
band.
Giles never sang. He was just in the band. But Peter Wolfe. So
I thought you were talking about Peter and the Wolf.
No, Peter Wolfe.
Like that that focuses on a bassoon.
Peter Wolfe as in Love Stinks.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Now I got
just
it.
Just double checking.
I sing that to my ex-wife all the time, anyway, he's 73 years old today. Those are the musical birthdays. But, you know, as long as we've got the Beauty and the Beast cast in here.
I think we're going to let them take it because typically we sing horribly.
Yes, we do.
When we attempt to sing the birthday buddies. So we're just going to allow a portion of the cast of Beauty and the Beast from Selins Grove Area High School.
All right, ready,
to take
guys?
This on.
Because it is time
for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy!
Yay! So good!
Anything Disney-ified is great.
I know.
That was remarkable. Hey, happy birthday to Ann Carter. She's 52 today.
A very happy birthday to Missy Young from Northumberland, 36 today.
Caitlin Bryce from Selins Grove is 22. Happy birthday.
Crystal Snyder from Danville is 48 today.
Samantha Poff from Sunbury is 23.
Linda Went from Sunbury is 58. Happy birthday.
Samantha Poff was one of my soccer players.
You know so many.
She's got married. Her name isn't Poff anymore.
Really?
Anyway, happy birthday, Sammy. True Fultz from Lewistown is 29 today.
Scott Grove is 39 today.
Lonta Bennett from Beavertown is 46. Happy birthday.
Justin Gillespie is 36 years old today.
Sean Hawkins from Sealands Grove is 36.
Nobody new on the text club.
Nobody on the book of faces.
But everybody has got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or give us a ringy ding at 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy.
It sounds so good. Sounds so good on 94KX.
Does the changing weather have you thinking?
94.1 WQKX. Again, that'll get you ready for Flashback Friday, and the theater department is digging it. Christina Aguilera. And who doesn't like a little Christina Aguilera once in a while?
They're speaking my language because I'm a 90s girl, so give me Britney, give me Christina. Give me a little bit of TLC. Now that's throwing it back a little earlier.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, I love me some Janet. Mm-hmm. Can't help it. I cannot help it.
We've got Sealands Grove High School's Theater Department course, a mix of everybody, and they are presenting Beauty and the Beast, one of my favorite stage shows.
I was so lucky to be able to see the original Broadway cast on Broadway. My mom took me. Again, like we were talking about earlier, one of the things we do, not stuff. Experiences.
You travel. There,
we travel.
You, there it
we do
is.
Stuff as a family.
Well, now you can travel to Sealands Grove,
which is so much closer than Broadway.
So much closer.
And you know what? These students are just as talented.
We have the cast with us, and they're going to perform Facebook Live. So get ready to go to that.
They are.
For now, we have Olivia and Zach, otherwise known as Mrs. Potts and
the Beast.
He doesn't look like a beast to me. He looks like a nice guy.
No, I was going to say Zach seems like such a young man, like a nice young man. So he doesn't seem beastly at all, but they're both seniors joining us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Okay. You both are seniors, so this isn't your first time on stage, right?
No.
So does it make you a little sad that this will be your last time on stage?
Yeah. It's definitely sad to see all the 4 years of work come to an end. But it's also bittersweet because I think this is going to be one of the best shows yet.
Really? Yes. So I'm assuming you both are very passionate about theater and drama and all of those things, right?
Yes.
Any plans for the future to continue with that?
I'm thinking about going into college into the musical theater.
Very good.
I also want to be a nurse, so I'll be a singing nurse.
You know what I feel like?
That's a good idea.
Hospital bedside experience would be so much better if all nurses just sang what was wrong with me. It would be great.
I just had surgery last week. Nobody was singing in there. Wow. Anyway.
And what about you, Zach?
I've applied to colleges for neuroscience and some engineering majors. And so while theater is really important to me, that's something I want to continue. I also really like academics, and so that's something that I plan to pursue, but also continue with theater as well.
Yeah. Did a lot of theater in high school and college myself, and that turned into this career. I thought about neuroscience, but I decided to do radio instead.
Same. I cannot sing in any capacity.
I know that.
However, I just like to talk, so
there
it's
go.
Good.
So there you go. We need to find out about tickets and location and stuff.
Yes, so I'm going to share all of the information on the 94KX Facebook page, but we're joined by director and choir teachers. So we have to point out that this is the Sealands Grove Area High School Chorus and Honors Choir. So it's a combined joint effort. Mm-hmm. Rachel Olsch is joining us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So now give everyone the dates, the details, and then you have a new location this year.
Yes, we were at the high school for many, many years, but a theater department has grown so much that we need a bigger venue. So we are moving to the middle school, and we have started building these sets since December.
Wow.
So we are in a full castle mode, and we have all sorts of set pieces, including the invention that actually works and moves.
Really?
Yes. We
Whoa,
have a fountain.
That's Maurice's invention.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to come to the show and see. We have Belle's house. We have all sorts of wonderful things on stage. John Ahmet, we're going to give a shout out to him. He is an amazing construction man. I gave him my vision. I said, what can you do? And he made it come true. And, and then some. We have a wonderful art crew. And I have to give another shout out to our administration at Sealands Grove. They have done all sorts of upgrades to the middle school auditorium, brand new sound system, brand new curtains, lighting systems, all sorts of wonderful things to make this show look amazing. So it will be next weekend, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The show is at 7 p.m. at the middle school. If you would like to get tickets, you have to go into the middle school and purchase them there. We are not sold out yet, but we're heading towards there.
Oh, wow.
So get your tickets quickly.
Get your tickets quickly is right. We have reserve seating and we have non-reserve seating. We have posted on Facebook and all sorts of other venues, clips of the cast speaking about the show and our posters. So go check out our Facebook page, the Selinsgrove Grove Area Chorus and Honors Choir page.
Okay,
wonderful.
So we'll run all the links as well on our social media.
Yes, all the things on the 94KX and Tom and Lehrer Instagram and on Facebook. We'll make sure you guys have all the details because Beauty and the Beast, what a family-friendly show.
Absolutely.
Take the kids. Grandmas, grandpas who are listening, I mean, hey, why not? That'll be an excellent little evening out with the kiddos. So we're going to go Facebook Live now, though, and get a little slice of what to expect come March 14th, 15th, and 16th at Selinsgrove Grove.
Switch on over, Tom and Laura, Facebook Live, 94KX. That's the latest from Pink. News is on the way next, to check on sports and to check on AccuWeather. If you weren't Facebook Live with us just moments ago, an amazing performance from the Selinsgrove High School kids for Beauty and the Beast. Go to and watch the video.
Yes, absolutely. What a group of talented, well-spoken, lovely young people. This show is going to be great. And any of the musicals that have come in, I am just blown away by the caliber of students and performers that we have in our little area.
You betcha. Central PA is loaded with talent.
Yes.
On stage, musically, dance.
And Matt,
drama.
What did you say that, what, this weekend or next weekend, there's how many musicals?
There's eight. This is one of eight musicals next weekend around the valley and the surrounding area.
Oh my goodness. See, that's wonderful.
Go see them. See them. Take the whole family. News is next.
Attention, Central PA truck buyers.
Nothing breaks like a heart. That's why you get that extended warranty thing, just in case. All right, you're on your way to work, and you're going to work. Back to the grind. Is your job stressful? CareerCast makes a list every year. You want to hear the most stressful jobs? Number one, soldier.
Of course.
Today's heightened military times. Yes. All right. Right behind soldier, firefighter. That job ain't easy. Airline pilot.
That's stressful. You have people's lives in your hand.
Yeah, but that's your job. Shouldn't it be okay? Like, all right.
I don't know.
That's stressful, man. Yeah. That's stressful. Yeah.
Police
okay
officer.
That
totally
yeah
stressful. Maybe that's above airline pilot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Police officer's next. You're ready for the next one? Broadcaster.
What?
Every once in a while, you know, we have a rough day, but this job is not stressful.
If we said that we were stressed, people would like,
No, you're not.
You're not. I've seen Facebook Live, and all you're doing is eating treats.
True.
And shenanigans.
Uh-huh.
I don't think this job is stressful. If this job was stressful, I wouldn't be doing it. Because my dad taught me at a young age, if you don't like a movie, get up and leave. You don't like your job? Leave.
See ya. Yeah.
You don't like your doctor? You don't like your dentist? You don't like your whatever? Leave.
If you don't like your life, change it.
I can't believe broadcaster is in the top 10.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Maybe they're talking about someone on TV, like the pressure to look a certain way.
But still.
Even that,
or like the bad news.
I mean, I probably deal with the most stress out of the three of us based on the more of the stuff that I do.
Because
but,
of your job, yeah.
But I still enjoy the work.
Yeah.
Because
he's
got to
do the news and get it right and then go live and then do TV and all that.
What do you do?
You and
I
just, poof, here we are.
But in broadcasting, no matter what you're doing, you still have to kind of mind your P's and Q's, be mindful of what you're saying.
So some of us more than others. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Next on the list of stressful jobs, event coordinator. I can see where that is. News reporter. Isn't that a broadcaster?
Same, yeah.
Public relations executive. Well, yeah.
That's your job, though, to handle the fallout of stuff.
Yeah.
So you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah. We should have somebody here to handle all my fallout.
Isn't that what I do every day?
That's exactly what you do. Thank you.
Kind of, actually.
There'll be a little extra something in your check.
Hey, thanks.
Senior corporate executive and rounding off the list of the most stressful jobs, taxi driver. That is stressful.
Especially if you're in a big city.
They get killed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for the least stressful jobs as we drive to work on this Thursday morning? Compliance officer, because nobody knows what it is yet. Hairstylist.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Why? You just play with people's hair and cut it.
Oh, my goodness. But if
you mess that
muck
up.
That up.
Really?
Ooh, people could get salty. Yeah,
especially me. I don't like when that happens.
Right? I would not want someone's hair in my hands. Uh-uh.
All right. Audiologist, university professor, medical records tech, a jeweler, Here's a diamond. Buy it or not. Operations research analyst. Again, nobody knows what it is. Pharmacy tech. And wait for it, massage therapist. How you doing, Mr. Kraft? I mean, that's not a stressful job.
No, it's not.
What can I do for you, Mr. Kraft? All right, now, the people that were in this survey, 78% of them rated their stressful job on a scale of 1 to 10, a 7 or above. 78%.
That's wow. Really high, actually. Yeah.
That's up 10% in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So you're on your way to work right now.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. De-stress.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Out.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV and Conan.
Old people, stick with me. Old people nationwide are trying to live longer. They say they want to live. This is very, very old people. They want to live just a little bit longer so they can read the Mueller report when it comes out. I thought this was crazy, and then I remembered my grandfather lived 3 extra years just because he wanted to see the Gilmore Girls finale.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Get up, get up, get up.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It was great having those Sealands Grove kids in the studio today. And it was great what we did yesterday. Matt has got it in the news, a little audio. A whole crew of us went to Southern Columbia. What's the name of that school again? Hartman?
G.C. Hartman Elementary School.
Mark Lawrence was there. Matt, the news guy. Kyle and you and I.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great time.
It was
time.
Fun. Those kids are adorable.
They really are. They asked us all kinds of funny questions, too.
Mm-hmm. Fourth, like kid questions.
Yes, fourth graders are great. That we were all in fourth grade. They're young enough that they still get like, oh, wow, you're on the radio. Yeah, but then they're old enough that they're very articulate and they don't hold back.
You get any sports questions, Matt?
I didn't, actually. I just got mostly career questions.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, no. About the station. What's your favorite team? What's your favorite color? What do you like in the NFL? Team. What do you like in the NCAA? It was like rapid fire.
And then the same kid was asking him, too. He was firing him at us.
Like, it
was,
okay.
So he goes, what's your favorite baseball team? And I'm like, why? And he goes, you're not going to like mine. I like the Boston Red Sox.
How was
that? I said, hey, buddy, you're right here. So Laura right away says, we don't have any Yankee fans in our room, do we? And one girl in the back says, me. I'm like, you're going to have to leave and go to Matt's class. All right? So it was so much fun. And what's your favorite TV show? When I was asked that, I said, you know what? This is going to sound funny, but I don't really watch TV. And they just looked at me
what?
And I said, I watch a lot of sports. And I didn't want to get into my other idiosyncrasies like that. I'm hooked on the Weather Channel, and sometimes I watch the History Channel way too much. But they were talking about what's your favorite show, and I said, I don't really have one.
Well, and then with fourth graders, though, we got into like, do you watch anime? I'm like, no, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I don't watch anime. And I was like, oh, cartoons, though. I do watch. And I said, I do watch Family Guy. Oh, I watch Family Guy. I'm like, wait, whoa.
Yeah, then somebody, then that little kid says, I watch South Park.
And I was like, whoa. I go, maybe you should keep that from mom and dad. He's like, oh, they don't know. I'm like, oh my God.
And then the other kid said, I'm not allowed to watch The Simpsons because my parents say it's inappropriate. So I said, well, maybe your parents ought to talk to his parents. You know, Mr. South Park over here. But kids are so cool.
It was great. You know? It was really good. All, of course, in celebration of Dr. Seuss's birthday, Read Across America Week. I've liked seeing other folks who are in the media, like our girl Nikki Kreis, she read this week. Lots of other people, some representatives, state, local reps going in and reading. Friends from Knoebels. Like, yeah, just
this
really
is a great
good
week.
Stuff.
It is.
What book did you read, Matt?
I read All the Things You Can Think. And I did not sing from Seuss.
I was
going to
say, did you sing it?
I was tempted to. I referenced it. For those that are in Miss Dry's class, they know I referenced it, but I did not sing it. I don't want to torture
Laura
the kids.
Laura and I read the Butter Up, Butter Down story, which was
the Butter Battle Book by Dr.
Butter
Seuss.
Butter Battle Book, which has got quite a story to it, and we got quite philosophical at the end.
We did, and it's funny because it's a non-traditional Dr. Seuss book,
yes,
but
it is.
It's sort of timely.
Yes, because it starts with building a wall, and people on either side of the wall that can't come over on the wall, and they
fight over how they butter their bread, whether you butter on the upside or the downside, and they just start to argue.
Yep, and it gets ugly.
But in the end...
What happens in the end?
Well,
and
it's
it just ends,
it's
and
a
you kind of have to guess. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Meanwhile, Kyle Alexander read The Honky Donkey. Or
the Honky Tonky Wonky Donkey.
Yeah, that. So, and we don't know what Mark Lawrence read. It's like a mystery.
He read Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, yes. Because that was in the news story.
Next year, though, I already have our book planned.
Okay.
Because last year, if you recall, we read about Walter the Farting Dog.
Yes, I love that book.
And how he basically saved the family from the burglars with his stinky, stinky farts.
Yes.
Guess what?
That's a great book.
There's a sequel.
There's a sequel?
Wow. There are four Walter the Farting Dog books now.
Four of them?
I have to order them all.
Okay, we got to read them all.
Yeah, yes. We have to order them all.
I'm curious myself
and coming
now.
Soon, Uncle Tommy Tom, the farting radio announcer.
Oh, I don't think anybody wants to hear
that
story.
I
don't want to be in the studio for
that. Yeah, me neither.
It's time to get out.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Hey, we're all rooting for Bucknell. We're pulling for Bucknell tonight, the men's team. The women are doing great.
They are.
Patriot League tournament, though. The men, the number two seed, play Holy Cross. You could hear the game on our sister station, or you can go to the game.
I say go to the game.
And stick your earbuds in and listen.
Yes, because Soika is going to be psycho.
Rockin'. And 94KX will be live in a location from there this afternoon.
That's right. Kyle Alexander actually is going to broadcast from the LC today, the Langone Center in campus. Get everybody piped, psyched, all the things. But I think everybody needs to go to the game tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 p.m. tip-off. Ray Bucknell.
Up your new car game and more.
Someone will be singing that to Kyle Alexander this afternoon. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Are you insinuating that Kyle's going to go get himself a college co-ed?
Maybe. I don't know.
I am going to be live at Bucknell today from 11 to 1.
So there it is.
Yes, you are.
And I have a bone to pick with you quick, Tom.
Oh, what's up?
Well, we're all in the same room.
Okay.
So yesterday, I got to the school a couple minutes later. I got caught up in a meeting. Had to go meet you guys at the school.
Yeah.
I get to the office out at Southern Columbia. And all that the office people tell me was, please don't behave like Tom. And I'm like, what did he do?
What did I do?
Isn't that the question?
Evidently, there was a pile of cookies for the reading visitors.
Yes.
And Tom had the door open and he was passing them out to everybody walking down the hallway.
Random children. Yeah. Hey, kid, want a cookie here?
I want to say like 6 or 7 kiddos, because it's very nice what they do at GC Hartman. You get a student greeter
from
the class who comes up and then they escort you down. Normally, it's 2 kiddos. Awesome.
They deserved a cookie.
Every kid that came in and out who wasn't even for Tom and I, like we were standing waiting for ours.
Cookies.
He just kept sneaking them cookies. He's like, don't tell the principal. And the principal was standing right there. Mr. Fetterman was right there.
I like Mr. Fetterman.
He's a good guy. He is a good guy.
But anyway, yes, I am going to be at Bucknell because the Patriot League tournament is tonight with men's basketball.
Can we just do a little?
Are you going to sing that song?
Can we please?
Should we let her sing it? She did go to Bucknell.
Just let her go, but let me get this in. I was going to say. They take on Holy Cross. It's on Eagle 107 tonight. Go ahead.
Ray Bucknell, Ray for the orange and the blue and the blue. Ray, 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 Ray for the orange and the blue.
Kyle's next. See you, everybody.
Bye.
You love